Akbar and the Magic Lamp by Stephen Edwards, narrated by Rebecca Mahabir. Once upon a time, in a city far away, lived a young boy called Akbar. Akbar lived with his two parents who gave him all the love and attention he needed. Akbar always wanted more and was never happy with what he had. Akbar was 10 years old. He hated doing chores and errands. One day, while he was grudgingly on an errand for his parents, Akbar decided to go and play by the river. Even though he was warned not to stray, Akbar liked having his way, and he did so anyway. On the other side of the riverbed, Akbar saw a mysterious shiny object. The object was too weird-shaped to be a stone, but too big to be an insect. So Akbar ran across the river to see what it was. As he approached the tiny object, he saw it was a lamp. The lamp was dirty, but Akbar could see there was some type of weird writing on it. So he rubbed the lamp to see what the writing was. As he rubbed the lamp, there was a loud explosion. Akbar jumped out of his shoe, dropped the lamp, and ran to the other side of the river. As he was running, he saw the most remarkable thing he had ever seen in all his life. It was a genie. The genie was big and tall, but had a calming voice. The genie said, "Don't be afraid, little man. I am not here to hurt you, but you have freed me. I will now grant you 3 wishes." A smile crossed Akbar's face as he whispered, "This is the best day of my life," and he could not wait to get home and wish for all the things he wanted. When Akbar reached home, his parents were worried. They were upset when they found out he was playing by the river. His father told him how disappointed and angry he was. Akbar was grounded. Like many kids Akbar's age, he said something he did not mean. He shouted, "I wish you would never speak to me again." As he said that, the genie made it happen. Akbar's father went silent instantly when he tried to say anything to Akbar. But Akbar forgot that every night his father would come and tuck him in and tell him a story. Now Akbar would not have a story told to him before bed. So that night, he was sad, but he said to himself, "It serves my father right for grounding me." The next morning, Akbar felt like having candy for breakfast. So he told his mother that is what he was going to have. His father could not say anything because of the wish. His mother said, "No, Akbar, you can't have sweets for breakfast." Akbar insisted and said loudly, "I wish to have all the sweets there are in the world." Again, the genie made it happen. Akbar's eyes were wide as every possible type of sweet treat filled his house. He spent his whole morning eating sweets, sweet after sweet, until soon his stomach started to hurt. And he had a horrible toothache. Akbar was in so much pain, he curled up on his bed and cried. He couldn't go to school. His mother kept asking him why he was in so much pain. She continued asking Akbar if it was all the sweets he had eaten. Akbar was so embarrassed, and he regretted that he did not listen to his mother. He blurted out, "I wish you would just leave me alone." And as he said that, the genie made it happen. Akbar's mom left, never to return. Akbar was all alone, in pain, with no one to talk to, and no one to help him. He called on the genie. "Genie, please change it back. Please, genie." But the genie said, "I cannot, young Akbar. You now have to live with the choices you made." Akbar laid on the bed, crying in pain. His stomach and teeth were in much pain. He could not talk to his mom or dad. He was alone. Akbar was really sorry for wishing his parents away. When the genie saw the pain, he said to Akbar, "I believe in your heart there is goodness, and so for that reason, I am going to give you a second chance. I will go back in time to when you just found the lamp, but only you will remember this day. But this time, if you choose to take the lamp, your wishes will be permanent." Boom! With a crash as loud as thunder and speed as quick as lightning, the genie took Akbar back to the river where he first found the lamp. As Akbar saw where he was, he ran straight home, hugging his mother and father. He told them how sorry he was and how much he loved them. After his father tucked him in for the night and told him a story, Akbar asked his dad, "Can I have fruits for breakfast in the morning?" The end. The moral of the story is, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. When getting it, you may not like it. Appreciate the people in your life now and tell them how much you love them. If you offend them or you're not nice, tell them you are sorry. Everybody deserves a second chance, but when you receive it, do good with it.